Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. A brief warning about this particular episode. It was recorded while I was in the car, and it's long, so I apologize for the bad audio quality. Hopefully, Auphonic will clean it up a little bit, but sometimes with all the traveling I'm doing, the best time to record is in the car, so I apologize for that. There's been a series of videos that have come out about Palo Alto Networks and their security gateways being susceptible to evasions using a tool that's been put out by McAfee Security or Intel Security. Sorry, used to be McAfee, but it's a tool that's designed to test the efficacy of security products. And time and time again, using the Palo Alto Networks. Best practices for their security gateways, it's been demonstrated that these products are subject to these evasions. And I don't know, I haven't run the test myself. I don't have access to Palo Alto Networks gear, so I can't prove how effective these tools actually are. The fact that the Palo Alto Networks security gateways have been called into question for more than 5 years now. I mean, it goes back to at least 2011 with a guy at CanSec West who showed how easy it was to bypass the Palo Alto Networks security gateway. And they fixed some of the issues that were presented there, but these issues keep coming up. And, you know, the fact that these issues, for years and years and years, these issues have been coming up. Palo Alto Networks responses have been, these issues don't exist, and then yeah, maybe they do. And there's been very public spats between Palo Alto Networks and NSS Labs, a testing firm that tests various security gateways. But when Palo Alto Networks caught wind that NSS Labs was testing their products and determined that, by the way, that the results were not consistent with what the Palo Alto Networks people thought. They trotted out their end users license agreement and brought lawyers to the table, right? Which, I don't know. Lawyers have no business in information security decisions, as far as I'm concerned. But and when you have to use lawyers to suppress information about your products, I don't know. Maybe you're doing something wrong. That's just me. But the fact that these kinds of tactics are allowed to exist in the marketplace is really a function of the problem that organizations don't really fully get what they need to protect and secure and what their requirements are. And in fact, oftentimes the RFPs requests for proposals or proof of concepts, there were criteria that are used, assuming there are actual criteria put in place. Those criteria are designed in a way to exclude specific vendors. And how is that, it may be that to meet a specific set of requirements that a specific vendor that you've excluded may be the best one, right? The fact that it doesn't slice your cheese when you don't even eat cheese doesn't seem like it's that that important of a criteria. But anyway, that's the problem, right? And it's like I've said in previous podcasts that we need to elevate the level of conversation about security up to the executive suite and really find out what the business needs and make sure that the activities of the information security group, or however it's structured, are aligned to those interests and how things are being done. And oftentimes the requirements are make it really hard, right? And so in order to protect the assets, then you have to do things a little differently, right? And so, but rather than, rather than succumb to marketing, which, if you ask me, that's what a lot of, many of the people that have purchased the Palo Alto Network solution seem to have succumbed to the marketing, because let's face it, they spent a lot of money in marketing and they're putting their product out there, but is it really effective? I question that, and apparently people have been questioning it for years. And so, but the reason people are still buying it is because people, they're not doing the hardcore evaluation. And from what I can tell, the organizations that, they maybe bought it because of the marketing, but then they actually start, they start digging into it. They realize that maybe it's not so great, right? And then they replace it and put something else in. But and I'm not just saying this because I work for Checkpoint, right, which is a competitor of Palo Alto Networks. But No, this is a, again, this is a problem that has absolutely nothing to do with, you know, with the fact that I work for Checkpoint, right? It's really about that security is not being evaluated properly, right? The technical people that work in the security organization don't fully understand what the business requirements are that they have to adhere to, or that, you know, they're not given, you know, proper guidance, and there's no, you know, they either don't know how to, or don't have the means to communicate to the business. These are the things that are really important, and what are we going to do about them, right? There doesn't seem to be much of a conversation going on about what needs to be secured and how it should be secured. And you know, I think technical people can kind of agree on some of the, you know, some of the details of, you know, of maybe how to do something, but the why really has to come from the business, and the business has to weigh in on that. And you know, businesses don't always do that. And I think, you know, if we're going to, you know, get past the marketing, right, of companies like Palo Alto Networks, you know, we have to get past that and get to, you know, deploying products that actually work, right? And even Checkpoint CEO Gil Shwed said, you know, we have to you know, sort between the hype, right, that marketing generates with these products, and what actually does the job it says it's supposed to do, and actually provides actual security, right? And so, you know, my advice to any organization, right, is yes, determine what your actual needs are, right? Don't just say I'm going to buy this product because their marketing says it's going to solve all my problems. No product is going to solve all your problems. You have to have good process in place. You have to have I guess well-defined objectives, right? And hopefully metrics that you can use to measure whether or not you're actually meeting those objectives or not. And I know it's hard, right? Because the industry hasn't really come up with good metrics that have been widely agreed upon. There's just no those haven't been come up with yet. But at the end of the day, I think we need to change the level of conversation. We need to go up and have a discussion with the executive suite and really understand what they need, right? Because the technical people may sometimes influence the decision, but they don't make the decision, right? The decision makers really have to be in on this discussion. And you know, and let's get past marketing hype. Let's get to real requirements. Let's evaluate the products appropriately. Or, you know, and again, you can use third parties to help with that. For example, you can read the reports from NSS Labs, for instance. They put out pretty unbiased reports. They buy the products, evaluate them the same way an enterprise would, and they put the reports, they sell the reports out there. I mean, that's probably cheaper, honestly. If you don't have a Breaking Point box or an Ixia box or one of these testing boxes, which by the way are hundreds of thousands of dollars and require, you know, a PhD to operate, you're probably better off spending a couple of grand and buying the appropriate NSS Labs reports for yourself to help you evaluate which product you should have, right? And that's hard work. I don't disagree that it's hard work, but if you actually want to be secure, right, this is the kind of stuff you got to do. Security's not easy. Security's not a product. It's a process that you go through, and it's always evolving. And yes, there's more threats and more threat actors than ever before. But there's more tools out there now that give you visibility to what's going on in your environment, and then you can take action against it. So that's that's my soapbox on this. And so I hope that everybody in the information security industry takes action to find out what the business wants. That's really, because I think that's where we need to go. If we're gonna actually get past this problem, then that's how we're gonna do it, is to get to the decision makers, find out what's actually important, and do those things, right, and protect those important things. So, you know, as I often say in my customer meetings, I say I want to make sure that you're protecting the right things the right way.
Thanks for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.